AML Compliance Checklist, a self-audit guide for financial institutions. Your organization is obliged to maintain an effective and regulatorily sound anti-money laundering compliance program. Effective being the key word. The stakes are high if you do not perform. Follow this AML Compliance Checklist to audit the effectiveness of your program. 1. Consider your financial institution's risk appetite. Your financial institution will have a risk appetite slash tolerance that sets the tone from the top and considers how much risk your organization is willing to accept in its business operations. Are they risk averse or a risk taker? Somewhere in between is a likely outcome. A risk-based approach will be the crux of your AML program and its control structure. From onboarding clients to product slash service usage to monitoring their activity, all are viewed through a risk lens. Consider your financial institution's risk appetite as you move on to the next step, your risk assessment. 2. Perform a thorough risk assessment. An end-to-end risk assessment should be the next item on your financial institution's AML compliance checklist. Financial institutions need to understand if any area or areas of business operations, products, and/or services are vulnerable to money laundering activities. Ensure your controls address your risks. If there are gaps, address them swiftly. It's also a good time to look at the geopolitical landscape and assess whether some regions are becoming riskier due to shifting political events. While you're at it, consider if customers are still using your product and services in the same manner. Has the risk profile of your business offerings changed? And therefore, so have the risks? 3. Internal controls and anti-money laundering policies. Risk assessment complete. Next item on your financial institution's AML compliance checklist, are there any gaps in your internal controls? As one of the five pillars of an AML compliance program, effective internal controls are essential. Keep them fresh, keep them applicable, and try not to layer too many when fewer are just as impactful. Consult with relevant stakeholders. Are your controls and processes sorted? How are your AML policies looking? These policies range from clearly addressing AML strategy to how your organization will onboard new customers, flag and investigate suspicious activities, monitor transactions, maintain adequate record keeping, communicate effectively, and identify the regional and global regulations that the financial institution needs to follow. Your organization should regularly evaluate and monitor your AML compliance program for adequacy, effectiveness, and deficiencies. 4. Name a Chief Compliance Officer. Financial institutions must designate an individual responsible for managing the organization's AML program. In some organizations, that may be the BSA officer slash Money Laundering Reporting Officer, MLRO. It could be the Chief Compliance Officer, CCO. Regardless of the title, this individual must have the requisite experience and knowledge to effectively manage the role. They must be hyper-focused on the AML program and not distracted by additional responsibilities. They will be looked at as a leader by their teams, the board, and regulators to ensure a culture of compliance is established and regulations are appropriately addressed in the AML program. 5. Train your staff. A financial institution's staff is responsible for ensuring the organization meets its AML compliance responsibilities on a daily basis. Therefore, appropriate steps must be taken to ensure staff are trained on the latest policies, understand the regulatory landscape, and operate with a compliance-first mindset. Training and education sessions should not be considered one-and-done tasks. This will be an ongoing effort as the regulatory landscape changes and financial institutions update their controls to address new risks and threats to their organization. 6. Know your customer slash customer due diligence, KYC slash CDD. The newest pillar to the AML compliance program, customer due diligence, is a crucial component in the fight against financial crime. Financial institutions need to understand the why and how their customers intend to interact with them. This happens during onboarding and should continue throughout the customer lifecycle. This process entails assessing the customer's demographic data, screening them against global watchlists and adverse media, analyzing the beneficial ownership that a person has over a business, if applicable, and assessing inherent risks. Financial institutions should consider taking their CDD to the next level by embracing a solution that also incorporates operational and transactional patterns, as well as interactions, into a customer's risk profile. Given the continual evaluation of cryptocurrency in the global economic sphere, firms should factor in these unique risks as well. 7. Sanctions and watchlist screening. The consequences of doing business with an individual or entity that is named on a global sanctions watchlist is severe for financial institutions. There will be investigations, fines, and public scandal for allowing sanctioned individuals and entities to conduct business with your institution. And sanctions apply to everyone, not just regulated institutions. Financial institutions must ensure updated watch lists are considered in the process for both sanctions and risk-related watch lists, such as politically exposed persons, PEPs, relatives or close associates, RCAs, and adverse media. Sanction screening should be applied during the payment screening process, and the data should be expanded to include risk-related and ownership data at the customer screening level. 8. Transaction monitoring and reporting. Financial institutions must remember that AML compliance is perpetual. This includes keeping a close eye on transactional activity. They must establish transaction monitoring, TM, protocols based on risk attributes to detect potentially suspicious activity and take appropriate action to consider case creation and SAR/STR filing. Firms should consider incorporating customer risk scores into their review and decision-making process, and consider embedding topologies and/or enriching the data set in their AML/TM solution. 9. Record keeping. Keep fastidious records of your activity, period. An audit trail is an essential part of every AML program. You will receive questions about why decisions were made, be required to show evidence that you have followed your own policies and procedures, and have documented risks. These requests will be both internal, audit oversight / governance committees, and external, regulators. Always be able to explain your actions.